This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're on your way to work. Take us with you on the free Odyssey. I've been hearing a lot of people listening from around the country right now, calling in from around the country right now, because a lot of news going on. The tampering period is upon us, even though they've already started tampering, but who said that? That's coming up at noon today, the official tampering period. Aditi was on at 7:20 this morning. She was excellent. Listen to that. 92.3thefan.com, NFL free agency. Cavs dominance. They're kicking ass. They're taking names. Folks, don't miss a minute of The Fan. During your workday, stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on the free Odyssey app, wherever you get everything, on your phone, on your Alexa, smart speakers, whatever it might be. And 9 o'clock, some people want an apology. If you want an apology or whatever you want to say to Miles now, use the Coming In hotline, and it's on the free Odyssey app. It's the microphone button right next to the Listen Live on our station.
And be honest. Like, there's no reason not to be. Yeah. It's not like you don't need to lie and just to flip-flop on something you might have said 3 days ago. Just tell us where you're at. There's still a lot of time between now and the start of the season. And what happens if they did find a way to trade up? They get Cam Ward. There will be a renewed excitement surrounding this team.
I think there'll be excitement around Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, there would be.
There will be controversy. I think
there will be more polarization if they take Shedeur. I think we're going to get a lot of calls. People said this is the worst move. It's another Johnny Manziel. It's another disastrous pick. I don't feel that way, even though I've kind of been off of Shedeur Sanders. I told you, I am not as, I don't have the conviction of years past on Shedeur. I don't know. I just don't know. Cam, I think, is kind of slated higher at this point.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't mean anything. Jaden Daniels was not number one last year.
I still think part of that is because his name is not Shedeur Sanders. And his dad is not who his dad is, who Shador's dad is. I think that plays a part of it as well. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Cam Ward is a fine quarterback, but I think part of the reason he's, by quote some people, head and shoulders above Shedeur Sanders because of his name was Cam Sanders and Deion Sanders was his dad, I think it'd be the exact opposite. Speaking of polarizing comments, do you have some polarizing comments of a screenshot that you had of a former NFL executive? I don't think he was with the Browns. I know he played for the Browns.
He's like a number two in charge.
Yeah. He's a very good color analyst, where I was like, whoa, these are some spicy comments.
Yeah, this surprised me, and I must tell you that he has since deleted these comments, and I don't think he's alluded to them, so we'll see if he comes on TV this week and addresses them, because this was in the thick of the Myles Garrett situation. Remember on Friday, and I think this was in response to what was put out on Friday, that Jimmy Haslam declined to meet. The Browns got a lot of flack from some people outside of Cleveland on that. In Cleveland, people are like, good, we don't want him meddling, Haslam. But outside of Cleveland, they're like, you can't make time for your star player who wants to go somewhere else.
And I only liked it because it highlighted just how ridiculous we all are. It's like, well, I want the owner out of the football part of the business. Well, until I want him to do exactly what I want him to do, then I want him involved. Like, well, we can't. It's got to be one way or the other, guys.
Well, so here is Lewis Riddick of ESPN. Says, quote, as someone who played for the Browns, loved living in Cleveland, and learned everything I know about the game from Bill and Nick during my time there, I hope Myles Garrett digs in and finds a way to get out of there. It's sad to see what has been happening with that place.
Well, he bought in. He didn't dig in. He bought in his time, and then he signed a big-time extension.
Let's get Riddick on here. Can we get Riddick on here? Some things to discuss with that
well,
gentleman.
Well, he's going to think it's like an attack or a hatchet right,
well,
job.
Well, you know what, Mitch? That's up to Mitch to smooth it over behind the scenes.
What's he going to... Mitch is going to make things better?
Yes.
Mitch makes things precipitously worse
well, wouldn't,
in most
are you,
times.
Are you going to attack Lewis Riddick? I mean, we're going to have a nice discussion as grown men.
What do
men.
I have to attack Lewis Remember, Riddick? If, wait a minute. Hold on. If Lewis Riddick was Lewis in Barberton, would I throw him off the air for saying that?
No, we had.
Okay, so I can't just rip on Lewis
people,
Riddick all the time.
Again, we had plenty of people that agreed with Miles.
Yeah.
They said, well, Miles is just saying what everybody, all the fans are saying. Now the LeBron stuff got brought into it, and then prolonging that week at the Super Bowl, and then again coming out with a leaked report, Tom Pelissero on Friday night. Like, eventually, if that stuff kept happening, it was going to turn more people the other way.
As an emotion, do you want to say something?
Well, I just think Lewis Riddick's a little different than Lou in North Royalton or whoever, the made-up guy you said.
Well,
I mean, he's got a responsibility as a talking head nationally.
But- wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I would ask him, but I'm not going to attack him for it.
Well,
like when
you can ask him,
like
I'll
when,
attack him. It's fine.
Like the time we had Pete Prisco on, and it was made specifically abundantly clear by the person sitting here and talking on the microphone with me
that
I was going to have some fun with him and go after him because he ranked Ezekiel Elliott higher. In a season where Zeke barely played, he had him ranked higher in his top 100 than Nick Chubb, and then he just decided to throw a freaking fit that I, again, did not blindside him with anything. Like, that's what I would attack. I'm not attacking Lewis Riddick for his opinion. I'd like to know where it comes from. I'd like to know maybe if he changed. What if we had Lewis Riddick on the show and Lewis Riddick had said, I actually think he's made a tremendous mistake, and I think that he will look back on this and rue the day as much money as he has. I don't know what Lewis Riddick's going to say. So, yeah, bring him on.
There's only one way to find out.
Ask him to come on. Probably won't, but still. And if he does, great. I would love to ask him those questions. Maybe he's done an about face. I'm not sure. But yeah, if it were Lewis Riddick or Lewis and Barberton, I would, I'm not going to rip him for that. There's plenty of people who agree and disagree with that. He got paid, Myles Garrett got paid his millions upon millions upon millions. And I think that people are going to have to rectify that the way they do. When it comes to the owner being involved, so many of us, I think we just want the owner to do what we want them to do at the time we want them to do it. And so if they don't want to talk to the player, well, that's a disrespect. Well, it depends on how you feel. If you want to keep Miles Or if you're like, the best idea is to trade him, yeah, have him talk to Andrew. I didn't want it to get to, I thought he would be more than willing to sit out games this season. So I was like, man, I would like them to discuss things, but what if there's nothing to discuss? What if he's saying, I held on to these guys, now I out, if, because think about this, if they did trade Miles, and it was easy for us to say, and it's true, if they did trade Miles last week, say last week there was a bombshell and they got rid of him for 2 first-round picks. Well, you and I, okay, because now we have 2 more good ideas. Picks are good ideas. Opportunities. For them, you better start looking at houses and getting your things ready now. Because that's it. You're not going to do this and go through next season. The only thing I could try to say to you is that you always tried to do what you thought was best for the franchise, not best for your own job. But you got to start making sure that you have your people lined up for you to get another job after all this. Or you have enough squirreled away where you can have some fun if you want to do that. It's up to them. It ain't my call. Because you're done. Someone would pay the fiddler in a season where Miles goes somewhere else and you don't do anything else. You're not able to do it. Because at that point, if they were to trade Miles, I go, there's no reason to go get a quarterback if you really don't want to. If you think that one of the 2 quarterbacks are really that good, and they might be saying this to you right now, and this is why I think that they're going to take one of those 2 quarterbacks now, that, hey, not only do we feel this way about Miles, we feel this way about the guy we're going to be getting. And Miles, you're going to want to be here, and here's a whole bunch of more money. Maybe that's part of it. I still think there's a lot of things, Tone, that need to be worked out here before we go figuring out exactly who to blame, who to give credit to.
A little surprised, Kenny, that, you know,
I wouldn't want to be left holding the bag, taking a quarterback, putting him in a bad spot, having no Myles Garrett, and then after they fire those guys, now I got to decide whether or not I'm going to hold on to this QB or not in a good draft class. Go ahead.
A little surprised in today's day and age when athletes can go to their fans whenever they want. No video message yet for Miles. No podcast. No explanation. No nothing.
I'm not surprised.
I am in this case.
You think, well, are you surprised because you think he should, or are you surprised because you think he would have done it already?
I kind of feel like he would have.
See, I think differently. I think that you think he should have, and that he didn't, and that we're a little bit surprised we've seen some of the pushback on the deal that we've got.
Well, we've seen a lot of pushback. I mean, I've seen a lot of fans that are saying things I think they'll take back.
Well, if you could say something to Miles right now, what would you say? 216-474-0092. Use our phone line, and we have the coming in hotline on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead and use that. 30 seconds, that's all it takes. If you could say something to Miles right now, what would you say? Is it a thank you? Is it a you need to apologize to me as a fan? What is it? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on that free Odyssey app.
And now, 2 pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.